Exchanges, the Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on rates, inflation, and U.S. recession risk. Exchanges on the market impact of AI. For the sharpest analysis on forces driving the markets and the economy, count on Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, October 30th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is set to report earnings tomorrow, and a lot is riding on the success of its latest crop of iPhones. So how are sales of the new iPhone going? And what does that mean for Apple's AI ambitions? We'll find out. And thinking of joining X for content on cooking and crafts? Well, you might receive a lot of political content as well. An exclusive WSJ analysis finds that X accounts supporting former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris dominate the feeds of new users to the platform, even when those users' interests were far from political. Our reporters Jack Gillum and Alexa Corse will join us to discuss. But first, Apple needs its latest slate of iPhone 16s to succeed in order to secure a foothold in the artificial intelligence race. The first features of Apple's generative AI service, Apple Intelligence, launched earlier this week, and the company is going to need to win big to stay competitive with other big AI developers. So, how are analysts feeling ahead of Apple's fourth quarter earnings? Dan Gallagher, a columnist for WSJ's Heard on the Street, is here to talk us through it. All right, Dan, how are iPhone 16 sales going?
Well, we don't officially know yet because Apple doesn't report its results until tomorrow. And that'll be the results for the period that they launch the iPhones in. That'll be the first official word. But the data that we've seen from various places in terms of like shipping times and various estimates from analysts mostly suggests it's not selling particularly well so far. It's not really flying off shelves. And they've only been out a month now, so it's early in the process.
So what are analysts saying?
It's mixed. So far, the consensus has been that it's potentially selling worse than last year's new iPhones did at this particular point in the cycle. Some think it's kind of flat, but even flat is like kind of disappointing because this was going to be the Apple's first AI iPhone, and they've had kind of a weak couple of years for iPhone, and this is half their business. So they really do need a good cycle here.
All right, so it sounds like it's a slow start for iPhone 16 sales, but do we know why?
Part of it is that the big selling point of this year's iPhone was AI. And in the case of Apple, it's called Apple Intelligence. It's their tools that they've designed for it. The problem is that Apple Intelligence actually only just launched. And so it wasn't even available on these phones for the first month they were selling. And so if you were compelled to get like an AI iPhone, it wasn't really a good reason to buy over this last month, because the AI wasn't on there. And because Apple Intelligence is going to have the slow rollout over the next year because it formally launched, but not every feature that they've touted is available on it yet, you might see a slow cycle because consumers might be waiting to see, is this thing going to be worth buying?
So what does the lag in sales mean for Apple, particularly in the AI race?
If it turns out like the iPhone 16 is not selling super well, it kind of delays their foothold into this AI market. Now, at this point in the game, smartphones are a very mature industry. You've got people that are set in Android. Others are set with Apple. You don't really see a ton of crossover there. So I don't think Apple's going to lose a lot of its customer base, really. But you might see customers wait even longer. You might not even see a strong iPhone cycle until iPhone 17 next year, because that might be when all the AI stuff is fully baked and out there.
So overall, what's at stake for Apple here, especially ahead of its expected earnings tomorrow?
Well, if you think of Apple against the other big tech companies that are trying to sell AI, the companies like Microsoft and Google and Amazon, they're trying to sell AI through a large business base of like customers buying their software and using their internet services. And so there's lots of ways that customers can come in to use that kind of thing. If Apple's going to sell AI, it has to come through its phones and through its hardware, because that is Apple's main touch point to consumers. It's still a very hardware-centric business. Most of its revenue comes from device sales. So if it's going to get AI in front of people, it's going to have to come through Apple's devices.
That was Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. For more of your daily tech headlines, check out TNB Tech Minute, That's right here in the Tech News Briefing feed. Coming up, is the X algorithm feeding users political content, whether they want it or not? We'll hear about an exclusive analysis conducted by the Journal after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. oracle.com/wallstreet.
We assume our social media algorithms are tailored to us, but an exclusive WSJ analysis found that new X users with interests in topics like crafts, sports, and cooking are instead being blanketed with political content and fed a steady diet of posts that lean toward Donald Trump and that sow doubt about the integrity of the coming presidential election. Our reporters Jack Gillum and Alexa Kors are here now with more. Jack, you report that fewer than a third of the unique posts viewed by new X users were political in nature, but that the X algorithm re-upped political posts so often that they accounted for about half of the total posts a user saw. What's going on here?
Yeah, that's right. So to put it another way, there's a certain pot of posts that a user could see. We had assumed that they would be about these anodyne topics like cooking or crafts, and political posts were mixed in there. But when it came to how often we saw them, some of them were repeated several times, some almost a dozen times. And that was the distinction here, is that of the posts that the algorithm could have chosen to give you and how often, the majority of them were in fact political posts.
You know, what we found was really interesting and in some ways surprising, in the sense that a Kamala Harris campaign account, Kamala HQ, was the most seen, but the rest of the most seen accounts did skew towards conservative accounts. And again, that's like in the context of you're just getting a flood of political content, whether you've told X you want it or not.
Yes, you reported that 10 of the other top 14 most seen leaned right, including Trump's. And overall, pro-Trump content appeared about twice as frequently as pro-Harris material. So, Jack, fill us in here. How did you do the analysis?
We wanted to be able to see, what does it look like when a new user sets this up? We also wanted to be able to say, was there any distinction depending on what part of the country we set up, thinking about the election and the battleground states that are going to decide who becomes president? So as part of this larger effort to look at social media platforms, I had sent out these little computers to willing reporters across the country. And on them, they all ran this process where we started up X, we created an account. It asked us what we were interested in. It provided sort of these, you know, wide-ranging topics. And we chose them, these interests that had really nothing to do with politics at all, like bunnies, I believe, was one of them. And it asked us to follow at least one account. I should mention that almost all the accounts that we set up, the first follow it suggested was Elon Musk and showing his bio supporting Trump for president. And yes, and the other accounts that we were suggested to follow, we also chose a pretty run-of-the-mill interest with nothing to do with politics, like the National Park Service or Yellowstone or Disney. And then we just sat back and watched what happened. And we collected these posts for about a couple of weeks and then started to do analysis on and try to bucket which ones we thought were political, which ones weren't, which ones were leaning toward Donald Trump or more for Vice President Harris. And that's kind of how we came to this conclusion.
And what kind of posts ended up in their For You feeds?
Probably within the first couple minutes of some of them, we started seeing political posts from some pretty well-known right-leaning figures, some left-leaning ones too. One of the posts that we saw the most when we log in was from Alex Jones, the conspiracy theorist, basically suggesting that there's going to be unknown problems on election day that are going to screw with the vote count. Another top post that we saw was from Elon Musk, where he was on stage with former President Trump shortly after Musk had endorsed him for a second term.
Alexa, give us some background here. How has X changed since Elon Musk took over in 2022?
Certainly, in terms of how the company is run, the platform's rules, a lot has changed since Musk took over. That was like the driving question for this experiment was, what does the content look like now? You know, it's important to say that we don't know from the outside looking in exactly what is driving any of this. And there's probably a combination of factors. User behavior is probably one of them. We know that a lot of liberal users were very frustrated by some of the changes Musk has made. His approach is a more free speech approach. You know, don't try to moderate as much.
We are days away from a pretty consequential election. And X, even amid controversies, is still one of the most used social network platforms for tens of millions of Americans, who many of whom might be getting election information from the site. So as part of doing this experiment, it was also trying to get a sense of just what these potential voters are seeing, especially amid conversations of misinformation or falsities. You know, what just does an average user see when they want to create an account or just browse the platform?
There are business implications too for what users see on X. X's business has been struggling because many big advertisers are concerned about controversial content. And it's hard to think of something more controversial right now than politics.
What does X say about political content on the platform?
So we sent a detailed list of our findings and questions to X, and the company declined to comment on our findings. Now, Musk and X have said before that the platform's rules are separate from Musk's personal views. They've also said that politics accounts for a small percentage of what users see on the site.
Yeah, and you report that the company has released code that it says powers its recommendation system. Alexa, what has X said about that?
X has said that they've released information to provide insight into how the algorithm works. X has said that the algorithm is focused on what people find most engaging. And again, that it's separate from anyone's personal views.
Based on your reporting and what the journal's analysis found, what factors could be amplifying political content on X?
Might come down to the types of content that could very well be that the most incendiary posts with the most outrageous memes that get shared a lot are the ones that rise to the top. But I still think the question for me is, that may be the case, but why am I being shown a picture of Elon Musk on stage or Alex Jones saying that the deep state is planning some October surprise when all I was interested in was jogging and dogs?
Those were WSJ reporters Jack Gillum and Alexa Kors. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.